As most of you know, the koan is a teaching story, and it's usually an interaction between a student and teacher, and most often between some of the more renowned Zen teachers in the history of Zen. And the entry book into the study of koans is called the Mumen Kan, or the Gateless Gate. And that book, the Mumen Kan, contains 48 koans. And this is the entry book. This is the book that steers us into non-duality. And also, as many of you know, the initial koan is, does a dog have Buddha nature? And the teacher replies, moo. The student asks, does a dog have Buddha nature? And the teacher replies, moo. And I'll leave that there. So this koan is for all of the people, all of the students who come to Zen practice seeking after meaning. And it's the fourth koan in the Gateless Gate. And it's called Ordinary Mind is the Way. And in this koan, Joshu asked Nansen. Now both these, in this story, this little brief story, one of them is a student, the other is the teacher, but they go on to become very famous Zen teachers in the history of Zen practice. So Joshu, the student at this time, asks Nansen, what is the way? And Nansen responds, ordinary mind is the way. And Joshu asks, shall I try to seek after it? And Nansen replies, if you try for it, you will become separated. If you try for it, you will become separated. And that means that the way is not separate from who we are. As soon as we seek after it, we create a separation. Me and the way. The way and me. And the way is a path of no separation. So this koan, basically, is telling us that Zen is really for the simple-minded. It pulls the rug from under our lofty and fanciful ideas about who we are, about who God is, about what enlightenment is, and so forth. It is saying that God, Buddha, enlightenment are nothing special, that they are ordinary, but ordinary in the true sense. And this is the same thing that Suzuki Roshi was pointing at when he discussed beginner's mind. Now, usually when we use the word ordinary, we think of it as meaning pedestrian, unimaginative, boring, unimportant. It's a word that is generally used to express a negative. Now, none of us, I think, would be flattered if a friend of ours or a child or a mate told us that we're really quite ordinary. You folks are really quite ordinary. In reality, this ordinariness is the fundamental teaching of Zen. If we're fully present to this moment, without judgment, evaluation, or comparison, things are just as they are. Everything that we thought of as ordinary becomes alive and poignant. When we meet the Buddha, the Shiva, or God in the ordinary and see that heaven is right in front of us, we see the beauty and truth of the ordinary. Haiku is an art form which comes from Japanese culture. And haiku is about ordinary life. It's an expression of ordinary life. Just that. Nothing special. There is absolutely no separation between the mundane and the sacred. It's just things as they are. So let me share with you a few haiku expressing the ordinary. The first one is a haiku by Tatsuko Hoshing. Beautiful lines of green run through the summer dishes. Beautiful. Basho. House cleaning day. Hanging a shelf at his own home. The carpenter. Nothing special. Just hanging a shelf. But the ordinary mind sees that as beautiful, simple and beautiful. Busan. The piercing cold in our bedroom, stepping on my dead wife's koan. Sugita. Moonlight through thin clothes to naked skin. Beautiful. So by ordinary, we mean that there is no need to add or take away from what is going on in the mind. And to appreciate the truth of this, we must learn to pay attention and to live fully in each moment. When we learn to live in each moment, we are no longer in a hurry. We become happy with slowness and plainness, with the child licking a lollipop, with the sound of the rising wind in the trees, our mate caressing our forehead, just this. Ordinary, everyday activity, ordinary, everyday experience. But it's alive. Roshi John Tarrant says, when there is no objection to the states of mind that arise, ordinary, painful, or thick, then they have their moment and move along like clouds in the trade winds, and then there is no flaw in the thinking or in the moment that is taking place. So to conclude, if you are looking for something special, something dramatic from this practice, then give it up. Otherwise, allow yourself to become simple-minded, to have a beginner's mind, and simply be present to each moment exactly as it is. If you live in this way, you will have no use for words like enlightenment, God, or heaven, but you will have the living and vibrant experience of just this ordinary moment. Thank you.